am jealous of this 97-year-old woman because, man, it sounds like her prom was better than mine. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And, yeah, this 97-year-old grandma actually got to have a little prom for herself. Now, maybe hers isn't as better as mine because I actually got to go to prom. This 97-year-old woman, unfortunately, back in the day, didn't go to her senior prom because it was during the Depression, the Great Depression.
Oh, man.
And her parents couldn't afford a dress. So a few months ago, this girl named Julie asked the principal of a nearby high school if Helen, who's the 97-year-old grandma, could go to their prom. And they're like, yes, we love that idea. Please bring Helen to the prom. They said that Julie could go as her date. So they surprised Helen with a promposal. They bought her a dress. They even got her a tiara to wear with it.
Aww.
And before the big day last week, Helen joked that she wanted to do the Hully Gully. Does anybody know what the Hully Gully is?
It must be a dance.
Yes, it's from the 60s. Let's enjoy this bop if we can for a second. The 60s had good songs.
Okay, this does sound familiar.
Does it? It's like Wooly Bully, but Hully Gully. Like this now. I wouldn't mind this going on like on a club on a Friday night.
I like it.
Some Old Town Road mix this in there.
I love old music.
It is. Now we sound like old crotchety people, but isn't this like great stuff?
Yes. There's something that's so comforting about it.
It is. And there's dancing. There's room for Jesus in between and the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's great.
So my sorority in high school, or not in high school, I'm sorry. My sorority in college, we always did like senior proms where we'd go to like retirement homes.
Aww.
And have like proms, like prom nights and stuff like that. And we would dance with them. We would like have games or whatever.
Did you teach them how to Dougie or something?
Yes, absolutely. Taught them how to Dougie.
Amelia, my hip hurts. What did you teach me to do?
Yeah, taught them how to dab, all of that. And one of the older men actually like invited me back to his room.
You are joking.
I'm being dead
Please
serious.
Tell me you said yes.
I said no, because we always did it. We partnered up with the fraternity, and they were like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea, because he would not leave my side all night. He was the cutest old man, and we would dance and stuff like that, but his hands got a little... You know,
yeah. You look like the kind of girl that would like the Hully Gully. What do you say? Now, how was your guys' prom, like going back to it? Because mine, I still remember it. The girl's name's Ashley. I won't say her last name. She's married now. She's got four kids. And I guess it all worked out for her. Like, that's the way it meant to be. She has four kids with the guy she's married to. He's the guy that came and took her from prom. Like, I went to prom with Ashley,
aww,
this girl. I always had a crush on her. And I just ended up being like that, like in the friend zone, kind of. And I was like such a like a big like blubbery dummy. I wish I would have like made a move at least to fail and see how that went. But I remember like an hour into prom, he shows up. He's not like, we're in tuxes, all these things. He's in like jeans and like a work t-shirt. He's like, come on, Ashley, let's go.
Oh, sounds about right.
And they went. And like, I mean, they've been together ever since then. So that was like, what, 2004?
Oh, wow.
But I mean, so it worked out for them. But like, I was so lame. I guess I got to dance with other single girls. But
yeah.
Like, how was your prom? Was your guys' prom better than that?
I just remember Darude Sandstorm. That's about all I remember.